I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:33 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback. The professor is in. If you want to see his report card, go to Baltimore Sun, baltimoresun.com. Let's start off with the quarterback, Lamar Jackson, C+, Preston.
You know, he didn't have a great game, but when you look at the final stats, the Ravens had 296 yards of total offense. He had 217 of them. you can say whatever you want. I mean, most of these grades are all based on the first half compared to the second half. First half, they come out and they just pretty much beat up on Buffalo. So you got to give them A for high marks. And then they come out in the second half, they lay an egg and they stick it up. So basically, most of them come out to a C, and Lamar gets a C+. Just got a couple of poor bad decisions in the last one. That fourth down interception, you can't have that. So he gets a C+ there.
Now running backs, you know, gave him a C.
Yeah, because again, when you look at the total yards, Justice Hill I thought played well. He didn't finish. He didn't finish the game. Dobbins, you already talked about him missing that run. That hurts. So again, a game of two halves. Where in the first half, they come out and dominate with their running game. And then the second, the third quarter, fourth quarter, they're like the rest of the offense. They just kind of get stymied. So they get a C. But I did like Justice Hill. I like the way he's playing. Offensive line, we can go back again. You know, what Buffalo did was come out in the second half and say, we're going to pressure you guys. We're going to cover you guys down. We're going to cover all the gaps. And there were times when the Ravens just outnumbered. And I'm waiting for Greg Roman to come up with a game plan. Like, what do you got? What are you going to do to counter some of this? He had that in the first half to slow that pass rush down. Man, more draws than I've ever seen run before. They actually ran a couple screens, but didn't have it. So they got outnumbered. And the center for the Ravens, rookie, but he struggled yesterday. I mean, with some high snaps, low snaps.
A couple penalties.
Yeah, false starts. Mm-hmm. It was not a good game for him. But sometimes when you get covered, that could be a problem for a center. And he has problems with guys when they're over top of his head. Receivers, what did Mark Andrews finish? Have two catches?
Two catches for like 15 yards, I think.
You know, that's the way I thought Belichick would play him the week before New England. Like, shut this guy down. Mm-hmm. Don't let him play a part. Well, Leslie Frazier did that. Kind of took him out of the game plan. And
well, Kai already called, so you can say Leslie Frazier's
yeah.
name.
Yeah. He says Frazier. I think I'm a little chubby just now that he heard it.
I thought Duvernay had a pretty decent game, 4 receptions for 51 yards. But the Ravens didn't go downfield much and didn't even attempt to go downfield much. The Bills averaged 11.2 yards per catch. The Ravens only 7.2. So I gave them a C. We go over to the defensive side of the ball, Justin Madubuike. We already spoke about him. He played a good game. Calais Campbell, he spent a lot of time complaining to officials yesterday. Like, way, way too much. Like, your leader, pick up the tempo, pick up the pace, get on your own, guys, but stop arguing with officials. That's not going to do you any good. And I thought in the second half of that game, when the Bills go to no huddle, I think they ran the Ravens out of gas. That group got tired. They got a C. Linebackers, we already talked about Owe. Thought he played his best game of the year. And he finished with 7 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, and 2 quarterback hits. That's a pretty good day. They sent out Jason Pierre-Paul, which kind of tells you how desperate they are.
Yep.
This guy practices for, what, 3 days? And then all of a sudden, because the Bills come out and they got a 3 wide receiver set, you're setting this guy out as you're starting outside linebacker. You're desperate. They're desperate to get guys out on the field. Their linebacking core is not very good, especially inside. Patrick Queen, we've already talked about. Josh Bonds, not very effective. Malik Harrison missed a lot of tackles as well in the second half of the game. they get a C minus. Defensive backs, they come out strong. I mean, they're hugging these routes. Marlon Humphrey gets a pick. Mm-hmm. Marcus Williams gets a fumble recovery. But then in the second half, is it like the Keystone Cops again? Where are you going? Where
crank
you
up the
running?
Benny Hill music, right?
Yeah. Hey, where's your safeties? Why aren't they making any plays? They get a C-minus. Special teams. Oh, boy. Justin Tucker, 42-51-yard field goals, but you don't try them out for the 19-yard one to possibly win the game.
It was too close. Bad angle.
Yeah, he didn't have enough direction in there.
When the probability was low. Analytics.
Yeah, but DuVernay did have a kickoff 28-yard return, but they also gave up a 42-yard kickoff return to Isaiah McKenzie, so they got a B. Coaching, now this is really the game of two halves right here. Because in the first half, I mean, Greg Roman's dialing up those draws. He's throwing those screens. He's got everything going to slow Buffalo's offense. I mean, defense. And then you see, you look on the other side and Mike McDonald. They're swallowing up all these routes. And then you go to the second half. Where were the adjustments? When Buffalo starts going down the field a little bit more with their receivers, what do the Ravens offer? What do they have? When they start crowding the line of scrimmage, what does Greg Roman come up with? And John Harbaugh, you know, I'm not going to say your decision blew the game, because there's always 10 to 12 plays in a game that will tell you if you're going to win or lose. But this was the major one. You got to get the points. Do not make your team beat themselves. Make that other team beat you. So they got a D.
They got a D. Thank you very much, Professor. You can go to Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com to see the report call for yourself. Don hit me up on Twitter. He says, so tired of Harbaugh deciding not to take the points. Analytics don't tell you how the 12th man would affect or have affected the Bills' offense with a Ravens 3-point lead. And that goes back to what you two were saying, game situation. Know the game situation, have a feel for the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.